The fact is, it was only meant to last 72 hours, but the hope was that when the Gaza ceasefire ended this morning, both sides would still hold their fire. Instead, the war between Israel and Hamas is back on. The Palestinian militants fired first, sending rockets into Israel. Then Israel retaliated by restarting its airstrikes. Reporter Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem says it's not what many Israelis were expecting.
I think a lot of people really are quite surprised that there is fighting again. People on both sides aren't naive. This past month, they've seen a number of mini ceasefires like this last one collapse. But there really was a feeling here that this war was wrapped up and the two sides had moved on to the negotiating part of things. And throughout Israel, there were commercials on Israeli radio saying, you know, now's the time to return to tour around the country, support local tourism. There really was a feeling that this was over, and now again, radio broadcasts are interrupted intermittently with anchors breaking into the broadcast and announcing air raid sirens.
Are Israelis fed up with this, that they're pushing back against the government to stop the rockets?
Well, I think there's a mix. I spoke to one woman today. She lives in a small Israeli village near the Gaza border. She and her family had left the village for a month, finally returned, and she had felt a sigh of relief. And today she says she feels frustrated. Yesterday, her kids were running around outside, and today everyone stayed indoors. And she said her family bolted down to their basement whenever there was an air raid siren. Her husband says he thinks the army hesitated too much this morning and responded with force too little too late. She's not sure that's the right answer, but you do hear many voices of disappointment in Israel saying perhaps the army pulled out of Gaza too soon and didn't finish the job, and maybe it's just a matter of time before the next full-on war breaks out.
And what about people on the ground in Gaza? I mean, they bore the brunt of fatalities over the past month. What are they saying? They can't be happy about this.
Actually, in Gaza, there are similar sentiments. I spoke to a man in Gaza who said his family had just returned home over these last few days. They found some shrapnel in their house, but they had moved back thinking things were over. And now he says they're going to move out again tomorrow morning. And he says there are many people in Gaza who say Hamas fighters should not stop now if they haven't gotten their demands met. And, you know, there are so many people in Gaza who have lost so much over this past month that he says there's a feeling, some people say, you know, there's a feeling of why not go for broke so they don't have to go through another war in a few years' time.
And those indirect talks that had started in Cairo have broken down. So this resumption of rocket fire and deaths, is this negotiation by other means?
Well, it could be. I mean, both sides seem to be sticking closely to their positions, and so this renewal of rocket fire may be, you know, Hamas brinkmanship, pressuring Israel a little more to answer some of their demands in the talks. And, you know, it's a dangerous move because Israel has responded with airstrikes, and Israel says it refuses to talk when there's rocket fire going on, and here we are, more violence now.
Could this lead to a renewed ground operation in Gaza?
We don't know. Actually, I posed that question to Israeli officials today. What are we looking at down the road? An Israeli official told me all options are open. But there really has been radio silence on the Israeli side about what's the next step here.
What seems, Daniel, to be the most likely next chapter here? What's the most likely scenario?
Well, I'll have to look into my crystal ball. I mean, really, it's so hard to tell because every time this past month that there's been an announcement of a ceasefire, people's hopes, I mean, I know that my hopes have been up, and then things quickly break down again. There is a sense of fatigue here, I think, on both sides. Hamas has lost a lot. Israelis also feel that they're tired. They're tired of the fighting, and I don't think that another ground maneuver is likely, but the question is how much more violence will happen before someone in these talks will budge and we'll get to some kind of resolution.
Reporter Daniel Estrin speaking with me from Jerusalem.